Blog Talk Radio.
All right, come on, man. Come on in. What is this time we're going to do? We're going to basically shut up. How's everyone doing? We're going to be going live on check this out. Hit that thumbs up button, hit that like button, like, share, and subscribe. Don't forget, if you want to call in, the number, the call in is 516-418-5867. That's 516-418-5867. Well, cash out. Get that cash out. That is at, the cash out. Dollar sign, volume has today we're talking about the rights of war on our children. They have been declared war on us, but we have to go into depth as to certain instances that have been happening over the years. That family is important that we talked about as far as the trace. So police officers are getting out of hand here, and we're just going to dive in that conversation. And the video essay will probably won't be that long, but I want to come on here to talk about this because it is very, very, very important that we talk about this. Once you get to YouTube and log in while you're interested to the YouTube, so look at the live, that's what you call us up at 418-5867. Everybody can see whether you hear and see. Well, they won't see you, they'll see me, but they can hear you talk about or give whatever you want to mind, speak their truth. That's all we're all about. We're about speaking our truth. That's all. We have, that truth that a lot of people just hate to recognize. And that's one of the biggest things that you have to look at as far as white supremacy. They don't like the truth. These people, they basically survive our lives. Okay? They basically, their whole mission is to basically run a society that is corrupt, that's unjust, and that is constantly discriminating against black people, undermining us. And so black folks, we're finally stepping up, you know, and we're finally fighting back. So we are basically giving this race social work, and they know it. White supremacists have been, you know, enduring all kinds of ills, all kinds of losses, and they're upset about it. But just because they're upset about it does not mean that they're going to stop. So now we've got them, and over some years, we've seen what specifically last year, this year, we've seen the race soldiers, so-called law enforcement officers, calling themselves police officers. We've seen them, of course, declaring war up on our kids, okay? Declaring war up on our children. From not wanting to talk about race in schools, but the true history, what happened, or whether slavery, Jim Crow, black history, whatever you want to call it, these people are finding new ways to keep our kids dumb and teach their kids white supremacy, but also it's about undermining black as well, and they will teach their children to undermine others, okay? And so they got this foolish ideal of not wanting to talk about critical race theory. Okay, number one, I don't know what the hell you're talking about when you say critical race theory, but we'll talk about it a little bit later on. Number one, you can't have a critical race theory conversation without saying that it's not a theory. Okay, race issues and race discrimination and being a slave, Jim Crow, and learning black history, all of that is no theory. Those are facts. That will happen in history. Okay? Can't have a theory on facts. Okay? I'm just sorry. But white people, the white supremacists, they like to undermine black history, black culture. And this is what we're going to be talking a little bit about today, because now they are targeting our children from not only talking about, well, we don't want to talk about critical race theory and rule or whatever, but they are also targeting them with LGBT cartoons and LGBT agenda, and they're doing all of this stuff, and they are most surprisingly doing violent things, which is also handcuffing our kids as young as 6 years old. So they have the police, the race soldiers have been very busy. And their anti-black hatred against black folks has always been the problem as to why we have not been able to basically sit down and have a race discussion. I don't think the white supremacists want a discussion, and that's okay with us. But then we're both with the black media. We're going to give you that word, regardless of whether or not you want to hear it or not. That's basically what we're about in a new voice of the black media. You see, the old dead black people, they're not going to give you the truth. The old dead black people is going to talk about LGBT. They're going to try to destroy our, you know, everything that we have as far as wanting to put our truth out there to make sure that people understand what black people go through who are going to be raised. So it's just being troubled. Black person, we have to go through that. We are the ones that have to go through the anti-black hatred everybody has. That's because of why having the Democrats in office, they've been undermining us for years with their benign neglect policy. And so we know that there is a lot of anti-hatred. So that's what we want to talk about today. And we want to talk about their little ideal of critical race. What is that? Critical race. We're talking about. Okay? first family, hit that thumbs up button, like, share, and subscribe. The, like I said, Sweet Tooth, have us under a shallow ban. Sweet Tooth also decides they're going to mess up our channel because our channel brings the smoke. You see, we in the Black Grassroots have all kinds of different types of food together. And they don't very much hate that. They don't want Black people to think for themselves. And they've been very busy as to try to undermine us and working the Black people. You know, you got the white media out there talking about, like, cannot listen to everything that's on the internet. And which that might be true. But we in the New Voices of Black Media, we are at the grassroots level. We know who to listen to and who not to listen to on the internet. Trust us. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, let's start off, of course, with a video that came in. And this already happened. But as you know, since I am, or this channel is, a channel where we do back-to-back and old stories to make sure that it's ingrained in our mind as certain stories of what happened to us. We've got to basically understand and to deal with this on all corners, okay? That's the reason why they call me the Urban Peace Fan. They call me the Black Peace Fan of Black Mass. They call me the Black man who's going to basically analyze for us what the white supremacy is up to. And if we can engage in a conversation that is going to work something, okay? But they had this, and this happened, we already know about this. This was very controversial. But I want to start this off because this happened 10 months ago in Aurora, Colorado. And you know, the white supremacists in North Colorado, they are the white supremacists to the core. Here, there you go. It started off that.
But the death was happening just the border reports that car was stolen. In fact, Aurora should not have even been looking for a car at all.
Here are my children screaming for their mother, surrounded by police, chained to her suspicion they were driving a stolen vehicle. Why are you now placing these children on the ground, face into the concrete, and caught in front of all of us, and screaming at them, and they're telling you they're hurt? Jenny Wirtz was in the parking lot of this shopping center on Buckley and Island in Aurora. She says a police car slowly pulled behind the family, and the officer drew their weapon on not just the driver, but the children. The first officer stayed in her car and had the gun pointed and ordered like the driver out. Several of the children were handcuffed. Wirtz says officers tried to bully her into not recording them. That makes me very mad because I am not anti-police. I am anti what happened yesterday, and that was ridiculous. But the car the family was driving was in fact not stolen, and the vehicle Aurora police should have been looking for is a motorcycle that happens to have the same plate number in a different state. Video shows over a dozen officers responded and continued to arrive even after police realized no crime was committed. I do not think a stolen vehicle is worth traumatizing the lives of children, not to mention the fact that I was 20 feet away with a drawn gun. They didn't even tell me to move. Aurora police say officers threw the weapons because it's part of their unwritten policy for a high-risk stop. She blamed the incident on a license plate reader.
I totally understand that family's anger, so I don't want to diminish that anger, but I will say that it wasn't a profiling incident. It was a hit that came through the system, and they have a picture of their actual vehicle that the officers saw.
Wirtz has filed a complaint with Internal Affairs. At the very least, not only do you owe this family a much more genuine apology than the one I saw, but you owe it to them to never let that happen.
Now, we know that we always, as Black people, go for those types of things. With our babies being on the ground like that, handcuffed, And these race soldiers, they got their guns all pointed at them, ready to shoot. You know what I'm saying? Because the white supremacist race soldiers, they're all about shooting and killing black people. They're all about doing that. And then they will ask questions later. Okay? But see, if it's just white kids, he would have basically, they would have been straight. Your family, remember, they just had not too long ago that two young white kids were shooting at some sheriff's deputy. And a police officer was heard on tape, you know, almost about to cross that police officer had to kill one of these kids. See, they show restraint on white children. See what I'm saying? They show restraint on white children, but when they come to black children, they got guns pointed. They basically abusive. They are still belligerent. This is what we're talking about, having these people in our community policing us. This is what integration got us. It got us now thinking for our lives because we are listening to the old civil rights generation who's been playing the same game with these corrupt cops and basically financing our death. They're trying to say, well, y'all can even get settlement money. No. These race soldiers need to go to jail. Okay? If you look at, listen to the incident, you heard the police chief, you know, and let's be very clear. It looked like she a member from the LGBT community. We talked about that. A lot of your white LGBT community, their white supremacists are over. Okay? Because they have to deal with ill will contempt against black folks too. They just don't show it. You know, they'll basically try to side with black people and black LGBT people to ask God, and then maybe some type of sexual relationship with them. You know, but at the end of the day, their whole thing and their whole purpose is to also be discriminatory, just like the white community and the white supremacist community is against black people. So we look at what we're talking about as far as our children now facing a lot of things. See, they couldn't get up. They couldn't get the generation that basically called this generation X or whatever. But they couldn't get generation us who basically wants to move away from the civil rights leaders and the black leadership class. We want to move away from them. We want to move away from their theory as to how black people should proceed and their struggle for power, right? And the black grassroots media, the black grassroots media have been out here looking on the forefront. We've been basically the one that has been initiating all these protests around the country. We've been the one that's been agitating black people to get some backbone. We've been telling black men to stand up and protect black women. We have been the ones out there for the last year or so. We've been the ones out there making sure that we fight against the white power structure, the white supremacy. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to take down and attack our children. Now, in that video, you also heard what the news people said. They had the wrong car. They were looking for a motorcycle. You also heard that the car was not stolen. But this is their contempt, because they just basically want to find ways to discriminate against black folks and to find ways to really say, well, you niggas, y'all basically don't work in our society. This is why Jim Crow, Joe Biden, as I've been telling you, are wanting to legalize 11 million immigrants here who don't have no real reason other than undermining us to be in this country in the first place. But there's other things that basically that happened and this video, and what we're going to do is I want to basically go into reading the article if it comes up for us, because what I want to do is I want basically to tell us, uh, happening and will continue to happen when black people are disorganized when it comes to us having being a nation within a nation. Okay? I'll give credit to David Bell, but we can examine this particular give credit to, like I said, Daily Mail. Okay? And Daily Mail, the white media like to play this game. They like to use language and words to undermine us, calling us minorities, for calling all this stuff. Black people, we're not minorities. We're not people of color. Okay? We basically is people who built the country. And the ideal is that we have to get our focus back on the time, you know, with the Reconstruction, that we were building each other up, and we were building business, stuff like that as well. Anyway, let's go ahead and let's see what the white people said. Cops mistaken saw their car was stolen. Okay? They didn't mistakenly saw nothing. They knew that they had the wrong car, but number one, as I said earlier, it was, in fact, a motorcycle that they were looking for. What the white supremacists decided to do is, okay, well, and the tag was from another state, right? So even if this was looking for another, or being to look for a motorcycle, they just found somebody who had the tag number, and then they had a car, not a motorcycle. It's just, really, all of this is a bunch of fool stuff. But you know how the white supremacists try to white flame stuff. But it goes on to say that a black family, children ranging in age from 6 to 17, were detained in handcuffs at gunpoint in Aurora, Colorado. Bystander video has emerged showing the family members lying on their stomachs with their hands behind their backs on Sunday morning. Now, this article was taken, I think, almost 10, 11 months ago. The white media came out and said, well, they mistake saw this test case. They knew that they had the problem. They really and they still decided to have the children. The children were on the ground screaming, yelling, but they lied to whoever the woman was. Yeah, hell, ground. Okay. So what we saw, what we've been seeing, is that we can see a lot of stuff happening among black people. This is why we cannot have, you know, white soldiers and even others coming from other countries, coming from police, you know, black people. Our biggest problem and the reason why we get shot and killed is because we allow anybody to come to us in our neighborhood. But let's go ahead and move on to Kevin. We'll give them credit. Okay. So most of these we got all this advertising. On the 4th, August 6th, okay? A black family of four children detained at gunpoint Colorado police in parking lot after police say they specifically saw the car was stolen. Footage of the incident posted on social media shows four children from the age of 6 to 7 face down on the ground in a parking lot in Aurora. Now, Aurora, as y'all know, is very white, and as you know, Colorado is a huge white supremacist population. because there's really not enough facts there. I don't want to speculate on that, but I know it's still low. I'm not just searching for still low about Clark Carlisle. And you may have a lot of black people standing together, but in other strategy, but Colorado as a whole, most of the people are white. Anyway, it goes on to say that some can be forced to crime and distress, while officers, have them in the ground. So here's the thing about what we don't understand as law as black people. We have participated in white supremacy and their game plan years. And one of the things that we basically do is cooperate in the system. They got black people out there talking about if you go out and vote, show up at the city council. And even when you show up at the city, you show up at the other places, they still basically don't do anything. Okay, but if you ask the question as to why they were pulling over, if they basically still had the wrong family and they had the wrong, they're calling these black families not suspect. So we have to look at, is this what we're talking about? We're talking about making sure that we as black people get a home of our community. See, we allow so many people in our community, man. It's just pathetic. And then what happens is that we allow people to get into our community, but you know that now other people, black people, of course, moved out of black, and they basically will go and try to stay in the suburbs or can't afford to bring them. Okay? No, we need you back into black community to help build, to help grow the black community, to beat out the black community, and then live in the white neighborhood to help their expression. But anyway, it goes on to say that the Suburban Division Police Department apologizing after a video showed officers handcuffing black children facing down in the parking lot. The Aurora Police Department said some stop. Clip, which is posted on Facebook, shows a black family of five being detained by Aurora Police on Sunday. During the video, a woman later identified as Brittany Gilliam is seen being handcuffed. Or her family members aged 6 through 17 was ordered to lie down with their faces on the floor. Two of the kids were also placed in handcuffs. Without the footage, children can cry for help. I want my mother, said one kid. Okay. For the recording, police officers took a gun running through. Family and the witness said, one of the witnesses failed the incident, told PBS Denver that she had never seen a gun that far. I went from seeing kids in the car to seeing a gun pointed at the kids in the car. Jenny Warts did his whole station. I saw my husband. I said, don't know what I'm looking at. And he said, hey, that's not important. But he said that they would conduct a high-risk stop because a suspect stole the vehicle. Gillian's car had a license plate on it, but was not registered to officers from four police said. Newly appointed chief of Aurora Police, Vanessa Rosen, said in a statement obtained by CBS News that the department apologized for the incident, looking for practice and training comes to high stops. And practice involves officers drawing their weapons and ordering all occupants in the car and lie prone on the ground. Gilliam told CBS Newsday on Monday that she doesn't want apology. I want change, she said. Not a protocol, not a procedure, because the way you did it yesterday was not. See, this is the same with black folks. Black people, and I talked to y'all about that race pressure by the name of Bart Watkins. Remember him? They got him, you know, abusing his authority, but they finally released the video camera of that fool down there in Atlantic County harassing two black gay men. Listen, what we have to understand is that the white LGBT community does not protect the black LGBT. So we have to get out of our mind that about some sexual preference that we should be fighting for instead of fighting for our skin color. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about how these race soldiers and what they're doing to us. It goes on to say that she said her 6-year-old daughter and 14-year-old niece were obeying commands for police to lay on the ground. She said police put handcuffs on her 12-year-old sister and 17-year-old niece. Those kids are not okay, she told the police. It's never going to be okay. That was a traumatic experience. Would your kids be okay after that, having a gun pulled on them and laid on the ground, especially a 6-year-old? Her attorney now plans to file a federal lawsuit against the department for excessive force, CBS reported. Let me just stop right there. Okay, filing these lawsuits and all this crap, okay, that's good, but the family, see, this thing, the families need to focus on punishment. The lawsuits are good, getting money is okay, but you got to focus on the punishment. Focusing on punishment is very, very effective. It's way more effective than some attorney coming to you and come out with a foul lawsuit. That's nothing. Because the race soldiers are not going to basically individually be liable for the money. The taxpayers are. So that's nothing. They can finance What we talked about when we went out and criticized Ben Trump. Remember, we criticized him because the police, you know, shooting and killing black folks, and Ben Trump come out there and say, hey, here's a settlement. No, they're financing our murders, and that's what we do not want. What we do not want is them to say, okay, here's $5 million. Okay, you Negroes, your family should be straight. That's what they're doing with George Floyd. They're propping George Floyd's family up. They're having his daughter and all these other people hanging out with and the mother and all these other people hanging out with the president, Joe Biden, so that Joe Biden can say, well, listen to what we did. Well, recently when I met with George Floyd's family and I did this and I did that, and still yet they're fighting over a police reform, the George Floyd Police Act. See, what you have to understand is that punishment, not only here showing symbolic symbols to us, but punishing police soldiers. That's the ultimate goal. Goes on to say, the incident comes as the police department takes its real decision from the death of Elijah McClain, a 20-year-old black man who died in August last year after he was detained and placed in a chokehold by officers and later injected with ketamine. Okay, see, this is what they're doing. When we talk there about certain types of you know, jail cells, nurses and stuff. The nurses are the only ones who actually can basically give certain types of medication. So by him being injected with this particular K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E, that basically sounds like something poisonous. okay? And the claim case received renewed attention in recent weeks, as a nationwide protest against racial injustice and police brutality following the death of the Floyd. These race soldiers, all they do is get fired and they go join another police force. That's it. That's all that happens. Okay, if you look at it, remember you are to tune in to Radio Listen TV before calling us in at 516-418-5887. We're talking about the white supremacists, how they declare war on our children, and they definitely declare. And I've been trying to do the physical copy myself. I'm very busy. But the ebook is available, and I liked it so far that it's been 100 people who have basically got the ebook, which is good. One of the things that I wanted to do, though, is the reason why we, you know, if you're not in politics, and I know a lot of black people are scared of politics. But if you're not afraid of politics, then I ask you to get the foolish American politics book left that issue. But if you're not into politics, I wrote the book and still support me in our channel, in our network, by just buying Davy Allen McKayla, which is my love book novel that is turned into a film. It was basically cast. So shout out to my lead actors, which is Jared Gray and Karanda Atwood. In fact, I was going to try to bring both of them. The film just started, and try to bring both of them on and talk about the film. And so far, what they experienced on the set. So keep in mind that we're doing that as well. The white supremacists have declared war on our children. That's what we're talking about. And I want you to go in for YouTube right first. Go into YouTube because YouTube, although they have like a shallow band, we've been trying to work with Black Talk Radio, try to get our shows edited in a different way so that you can hear the voice sound. But YouTube has us under a shallow band. And we wanted to do something also about what we're talking about as far as race soldiers pulling our people over. See, we are at war, man. We are at war, and a lot of black folks are going out pretending like everything's good. Have a lot of black people saying, y'all are the ones, y'all need to, you know, y'all need to spread it out. You got a lot of black folks, you just don't want, you know, y'all don't want y'all men to do nothing right. That's why y'all be in trouble with police. Y'all just don't do anything right. You know, you got those types of black people out there for family. Remember, what we're saying is that we are going to talk about why we have a lot of assaults on us and why they are assaulting our kids. They're assaulting our kids all over the place because we as black men are not protecting our children. That's a problem. You got to be willing to die to protect your If the race soldiers basically rarely go past the age of children. They rarely go past the Hispanic community. They rarely go past the other children. But because the black community is so displaced, and we allow, and we don't see ourselves nationally as an issue, we basically have a lot of these race cultures trying to destroy our children. We're talking about also the war on black boys in school. And Dr. Umar Johnson is writing a book about the war to destroy black children in schools. How majority of white male teachers are educating our kids in the federal elementary schools. I want to say elementary, all of us. You have been preparing to be in basically, as he says, the white teacher, white female teacher, if that prepares the white men to put them in jail. Here's what we have to understand. We have so many people who have been saying, oh, you know, the racist is a good. It's just our fix of our imagination. It doesn't seem that a lot of black people were just shame here to talk about what racism is. And we really have black people who want to understand. Now, let's move on to talk about the subject of matter here. We've been trying to talk about the critical race theory. Here in just a moment. But I want to show you another incident that we're going to talk about, where we're going to continue about why people are trying to attack our children, trying to scare them into submission at a very early age. This
clip. Thank you. Let's make you find a kid video that is hard to watch. Orlando police officer taking a six-year-old girl from her school with her hand zip tied behind her back. Heartbreaking cries as she slipped into a patrol car.
Let me go.
The video of the September arrest just released by the family. According to the police report, officers were called after the school complained little Taya Roll had kicked and punched three staff members.
No.
Taya was sobbing when the restraints were put on. After Taya was taken away, Officer Dennis Turner returned.
6,000 feet lover, over 28 years, 7 the youngest, she's 6. Now she has broken the record.
Charges against Taya have been dropped. Family is preparing to take legal action. Taya says she's now afraid of police and has frightened some youth.
Now she's crying. She's told the boss to call my grandma.
The school is saying they never asked for Taya to be arrested. Dennis Turner was a retired officer working extra duty, and he has since been fired. David?
Now, we talked about the black police officers, especially when we talked about the black police officers. Remember, the black police officers tried to basically impress white police officers. See, their whole entire theme is about how can I impress white folks. That's their whole game plan. You got black people, black police officers who will try to go beyond, and who will try to, you know, get loud and belligerent with you and stuff like that. They're letting those white police officers know, they're letting white people know, hey, I'm on your team, white supremacists. I'm on your team. Yeah, I don't like these niggas too. But as soon as they do stuff wrong, the white supremacists turn their back on them. See, this is what we're talking about. Okay, like that young girl being handcuffed and taken into the patrol car just because she kicked these adults. See, this is what we're talking about. We were talking about the white supremacists and these race soldiers and their bought and paid for bootleg Negroes, black officers who write to try and impress these white supremacists. all of them have a bill of sale against black folks. And we got to be able to call this out. We got to start speaking truth to power. Okay? And that's what we've been doing as far as, you know, in the black community, the black media, the black grassroots media, we've got rid of a lot of your shuffling jobbing. So we're not right there all day. If you basically want to listen to who you're going to want to get your news support, are you going to listen to the white media? No. Are you going to listen to the old dead black? You know what I'm saying? Are you going to listen to the roly-poly Martins and all these folks? No. You're going to come in and tune in and listen to the voice, the new voices of black, because we are the one that is telling you about the truth, about what's going on in, you know, in what white supremacy is doing to us and our children. Okay? So that young girl going to jail, like, well, he didn't be in place in the police car. So these are attacks everybody. We talked about the cartoon that they're trying to put out, LGBT cartoon, and the guy's kids asking about private life stuff and genitalia and stuff like that. See, this right here is a bunch of garbage. The LGBT, and a lot of these white billionaires are sponsoring stuff and LGBT. What we have to understand is that we are getting attacked on all fronts. That's the reason why it is critical for us and ScreenTube does not allow us to basically get notifications when we come on, because what they want to do is that they want to make sure that there have been a lot of black folks on YouTube and on these other platforms that have been telling the truth about what's going on and what's going on in the issue of the United States. Now, I want to take a listen to this interracial couple. See, Mary Fuller taught us that when a black person, specifically a black woman, and she gets a white man, he taught us that, of course, a slave cannot be in a real marriage with each other. But most important, he talks about the relationship between the slave and her master. But when black women get with the white men, for some reason, that's always showcased. You got to, like with that woman who did Precious, what was her name? They have to showcase, you know, their relationship. I mean, if you're being with interracial relationships, all you have to do is just be in a relationship. Why do black females and white men who get into relationships have to broadcast their relationship with each other? But what is the purpose? And so we know that, okay, you got a daddy. But here's the thing. It becomes an issue here where you are racial and race are showcased. Because the idea is that if you don't have no real power in that relationship, and now, of course, your respect level is going to go up for the white man because you don't see your own men as the respect. But let's go ahead and talk about this interracial couple fights critical race theory, Eli Steele. What's this? This is from Fox News.
of the reasons you left that university section, in my opinion,
I really thought she was special. I'm from Connecticut, and I grew up in a very diverse community, but there's something about Oldsburg where we have a lot of money.
Social change. Now hold on. Now let me just talk to you about this. Okay, Oak Park is wasting a tail. This is in Illinois, right? Oak Park. Notice how the black woman, when she, one of them said, remember they said that if they were walking, people were staring at them. Oak Park, it took a very long time for film to come to terms with him. For that lie, he was that kind of brainwork where it's there, they're trying to build up their ecological system, and they basically have to scale the black. You know, white people are so caught up in their racism and narrative that they basically, when you know that there is a white person in town, they say, well, damn, a lot of white people are not spending a lot of money in town, so we have to get Negroes here so we can make ourselves seen and appear as if we're together. Understand? And this is what Old Talk is about. But anyway, I don't want to sound crazy, but I'm not really that crazy. I said they're wanting to attract more black people to the system. Why? Okay, number one, they're confident more. They got no Negro skills. Number two, they know that black people are just advertised to spend money. So they're going to say, okay, well, we'll basically allow, racial showcase this couple, you know, she's dating a white man, and then we'll have this couple come over here. Oak Park is struggling with a lot of things when it's trying to prove their race. So now it's a long time for them to say, well, you know what, we should start talking about the first So what we're going to do is we're going to use the whole civil rights movement and our struggle for social change, justice, blah, 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 blah. Now, always been a racist child. And this black woman who's married to this white man, she better watch her back. She better watch her back. Let's go on with some more stuff. Now, that little piece there, and we're going to go back to that in a minute. She said, I purchased a building. Okay? And they showed us about that, how the Supreme Court or somebody made it illegal for you to discriminate in houses, even though they still discriminate against you. But in that piece, he saw where she said, I purchased a property. Okay? So the ideal is to draw more black people, but not necessarily draw you to go there and think that you're going to run anything in that town. And this is the trap that black people fall for. And this is the reason why we keep on getting murdered, shot, and killed by the police. You understand? Because here's the thing. They talk about this critical race theory stuff in our schools for our kids, but they really don't want to listen to the facts and the issues, and they really don't want to basically provide us with resources, because they know it's not just about us struggling for power, but they know if they gave us resources, which they've been undermining us for years about, they know that black people can build that, and that you have the LGBT that Hispanic, Asian, all these people, see, they get resources. White folks get resources. Black people don't get resources. And when they get money and business, they go out and buy this bullshit that you see here now about home costs. Anyway, I want to rewind, but I want you to read that what we were talking about here instead.
How much suffer?
See that right there, that's propaganda. Understand? An ordinance is only a city policy. An ordinance is not really a law that you really look at, because it's dealing with city policy. Okay? But what about the Fair Housing Act? Because we thought the federal law is what basically outlaw all laws, over all laws, determining factors of all law. So when a case goes to Supreme Court, basically that Supreme Court is supposed to interpret what the law really is. So why would they start to be advertised about this board passing some ordinance that they could discriminatory against black residents who buy housing in this town? It's a lot of foolish stuff, you know, but you know, this is why how the white supremacy is going to explain it. So we're going to listen to this. But again, none of this shows you what this is going to do for black people. This is racial shelter. is the reason why we have trouble. Keep on playing. Dang. Chip for teeth of color. People of color. Children of color. This kind of stuff is why black people is headed back to race. This type of stuff, why black people don't have no power. I'm not talking about the interracial relationship. You do whatever you want. What we're talking about is when it tries to confuse us talking about certain things that don't make sense. Okay? You don't make sense. Now, this is a black woman married to a white man. Okay? It's basically it's different. What is that white man going to do for to change the relationship between the white and that sound versus you on his arm coming into that sound and looking at all the racism that sound is I'm just asking a question. No such thing as no critical race theory. Either you discriminate against me or you did. Either you enslaved my ancestors or you did. Either you Jim Crow my ancestors or you did. Either the police is out here being corrupt, is killing front armed black folks, or they're not. But so there's no such thing as a theory when it comes to race. Race is a situation where a group of people who is trying to dominate other groups of people. That's the reason why black people are in trouble, because they allow white people to play dumb that black folks are playing dumb. There's no such thing as critical race theory. What is critically, if we're talking about it being critical, the critical situation is that white people know what happened. They know what's going on. They know that they have benefited from white supremacy. They know that they basically are the ones who got us in this predicament and refuse to address the problem by giving us resources. Black people like to play dumb. You moving out in their communities is not going to change anything. And they're talking about, well, we're going to ban critical race theory. No. Our history is not a theory. Our history is not a situation where we can theorize anything that happened, which is truth. If discrimination and slavery happen, hell, it's not a theory. It's a theory. So this is our problem. We keep letting white people come up with more stuff to undermine us and to try to get away from their anti-black hatred against us. See, that's going to have to stop. And that's the reason why the Gratitude Idea, we are going to be the ones to interpret it for you, regardless of whether or not you want to listen or not. And let's continue that. This is not now see, this is what we've been talking about. It's kind of always like that black girl or that black boy who leaves the neighborhood type thing, where now you go in are with 40 acres in a field. I don't think that black people would have been in the situation that they're in now. See, this is what we're talking about. White people cannot say anything. See, the white supremacists, these folks on Fox News, your Carlson Tuckers, your Ben Shapiro's, all these folks, they have this ideal of talking about the black community because we were not given our 40 acres. There was no any kind of money passed down to us from our ancestors. We had a few problems here and there. We still, during Reconstruction, had certain types of neighborhoods beyond Greenwood and Tulsa, Oklahoma. We had other striving black businesses and communities until these people came and started firebombing our community and neighborhoods. And we only had about less than 20 million black folks at that time. And I'm mad as hell. See, when Jim Crow, Joe Biden came down there and visited the Tulsa and trying to put $100,000 into the hands of those surviving, free surviving victims of the Tulsa race riots, he's trying to bring symbolic symbolism. Here's the white people is still talking to the old dead black media. They're still talking to the civil rights generation. They're still talking to them, and we're telling white people, listen, we in the black community, in the grassroots, we are not listening to these old civil rights retreads no more. They are not effective. They're not talking and speaking for us. We don't listen to them. And y'all keep on having these people coming on television and radio thinking that they represent me. They don't represent us. We represent ourselves in the black grassroots. Understand? And so therefore, there's no such thing as critical racism. And as a culture, racism happens. Racism can't happen in a vacuum. You understand? A critical race theory, if you wanted to ban so-called critical race theory out in schools, that's not for the board to determine. That is not for the school board to determine. That's for the parents to determine, not the school boards. You see, we have to start looking at what these people are teaching our children. Where the curriculum from? Most of these people who sit on the board of these school boards, their kids are not even in school. You understand? No such thing. And this is the attack on our kids so they can continue to confuse them so that they can multiculturalize them and black people can continue to go and give everybody else their money besides doing business with each other. This is their game plan. And that was the game plan that they did to the oldest civil rights generation. And right after Reconstruction, we had basically been led in a burning house not because of Dr. King. It was the civil rights people who came after Dr. King that put us in this position. So we have to understand, let's just stay in this damn critical race here. Everything that we're teaching and we learn about the truth about slavery and Jim Crow and the anti-black racism that we have basically been dealing with since we've been in this country, that is history. Wow, this. Can't there be a better than teaching nothing? But it's fact, and backed up by truth. This is not fiction work. There's no theory to evidence that we have our 455 years of enslavement. And so this black woman, she's playing a game with this white woman where they try to tell the truth, but it all boils down to, well, we can bring these two cultures together. No. Only way that you can fix this problem when you give us our resources and you repair the damage. We're not talking about, see, no symbolism, no going and hugging on white daddy and white mommy is going to repair the damages. You got Jonathan Capehart out here talking about, well, all black people, they don't need no money. They don't need no resources. All black folks need is a hug. No, your gate self is a hug. What we need in the black community is reparations, and we need our 40 acres and a mule and it's long overdue. But let's go ahead and let's continue. Hold on. The volume. She said Malcolm X, that she went to school with, she went to the, did y'all hear that correctly? If you went to Malcolm X school, you know a lot about Malcolm X. He did not like him. He did not, at first, yeah, he was a pimp and he didn't really care about, I mean, when he was about the joint nation of Islam, he was against interracial relationships. So what's the alternative of trying to basically make sure that our kids see, okay? Does every black child have the ideals to go out there and find them a daddy and say, oh, okay, this is how we're going to do it. We can do the same thing like this woman and this piece here and do the same thing with what Kamala Harris did, and that's how you get ahead. They said, give me a break, man. This pinnacle race, see, here's the thing about this stuff about talking about, and then another thing she said, is that she went back to the school in the inner city, the school that she left from, or she left the community, she left the neighborhood, and she met this white man in college, and all of a sudden changed her life. Okay? Now, I'm basically, I don't try to challenge people love him. I really don't try to. But this does not make sense. Okay? It's trying to talk black, and then I'm looking at the outcome, and so I'm seeing a white man. I'm like, wait a minute, y'all. You know, you know, you're not sounding too good on this. You know, you went to Malcolm X College and end up with a white man. I don't see how that happened. I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not trying to be racist, in which racism is you know, really a lot of people don't know what that word is. But I'm trying to figure out how, with all that information, you wind it back up into a community to teach underprivileged kids, and those kids are going to look at picture of your white husband in the classroom, and they're going to say, "Oh, if that how you reach your success, this is whatever your name is." I mean, I'm trying to figure out why black females and white men who date each other and marry each other like to racially showcase to society. When you showcase the fact that two black people have done something, that's something that I advocate for. So let's continue this. Let me see, this is what you're talking about. Let's see, here's the problem that nobody wants to talk about. Okay, she said education is important. That's what we hear a lot of black people say, education is important. The question is, what education are you referring to? You have to understand, number one, these people have locked us out of the economic game. Okay? They have locked us out of the economic game. They want us to basically work for them for the rest of their life. What education do we need without resources in order to be successful? They have taken away from us with their system to be basically successful because everything is coming from them. And their ideals is that, okay, if you learn this and you learn that, and this is what our parents are teaching us, if you get a good job. There was somebody, I was looking at another person's channel, I forget who it is, and they said, they made a point. I think it was Dr. Boyce Walker's channel. I think it was. Don't quote me. But they said on there, He said, if you tell your black family, Hey guys, I'm trying to start my own business. I'm trying to basically start this business down the street. I'm going to try to get into whatever. If you told your black family that you're starting your own business, a lot of them will not comment that much on you trying to start your own business. But if you told them, hey, I work for a good company, I got a good job. They'd be like, hey, okay, yeah, man, how much you making? Well, I make $15, $16 an hour. Man, that's very good, man. Shoot, how long have you been down there working on that job there? You know what I'm saying? So we give props to working, to our family members for working for white folks, but we don't give props of trying to start businesses. So this is our real problem, because we think that education is about getting jobs, and it's what we taught us about. So what we have to start understanding is that when a black person is talking about getting, starting their own business, why is there not enough support as it opposed to a black person getting a new job working, let's say, at General Motors and stuff like that? When these people have undermined us, they have allowed, they have brought other races in here, undermined black people, they're refusing to give us resources. This is not a government. A government is not supposed to ignore its citizens. Right now, this is an illegitimate government. What Joe Biden, what all these people did, our parents have not sat there and said, wait a minute, we're not going to march and rally to try to get some respect in your system. This is an illegitimate system, and therefore, we don't want no parts about it. So forget this interracial dating and forget this integration crowd. We are a nation within a nation, so we'll start our own economic system. You know, go back and read Amos Wilson, listen to Amos Wilson lecture, where he talked about that we had an economy without money. You see, that's the reason why black folks are getting picked on, and our children are at war, is because we don't have an economic system for ourselves. The white supremacists then are creating these jobs for us, and they are hiring and firing us as they please. You understand? Oh, we're going to be on for about 3 hours today, because I'm going to give y'all that work. See, the black grassroots, we've been there telling you and warning you that we cannot afford to listen to the oldest civil rights generation. The civil rights generation and the black pastors have sold us out. You understand? We can't afford to listen to them. And that's not no disrespect and no hatred towards them. That's just that we want to move back to where we were after Reconstruction. Okay? There was like I said earlier, there was a lot of black neighborhoods and communities that were flourishing. Okay? It was just not in Greenwood and Tulsa. You know what I'm saying? You had Durham, North Carolina. And you also had other places whereby in Wilmington. Remember Wilmington? We talked about Wilmington on this podcast. Remember we said that they told black folks, white man's country, and it only should be ran by white men. And all you niggas, y'all better get out of hell. You understand? Remember that? So we had striving communities. And in Wilmington, we had not only churches and banks and stuff like that, but in North Carolina, we were building black credit unions. Remember, in the 1920s and 50s, they used the black credit unions. Black folks use that to finance our own economic system. You understand? That's the reason why we advocate for credit unions over banks, because banks retard black economic progress. We cannot do things with black banks. I'm not saying that we shouldn't open them. I'm just saying that we should not be just relying upon them if we're going to build back our black Wall Street. So these people are undermining us. We are in a illegitimate system. Anytime that a government ignores a group of people, that's an illegitimate government. We don't have to cooperate. We don't have to cooperate if you're not going to give us no resources again. So as Millie Ford taught us, when a black person gives it a white person, that is racial showcasing. You're basically advertising to us that, well, just I can't make it as a black woman or a black man, well, I'm going to just go out and find your daddy, and he is going to be my love interest in love life. And a black woman who came from the south side of Chicago, if you will. Understand? How many black women who wants to go and find them a daddy who out here talking this crap about black men don't support them and all this good stuff, and yet they have not made this stuff available for us to support them? They have not given the real black men a chance, because those are the black men who they don't want to be in a relationship with. Being with somebody who got their pants on the ground, who is sagging, they want to be with the Pookie and Ray Ray, because a lot of women like to be tomboy. They don't. They just like the white supremacy. Not all, but a lot of them. They don't want normal or being normal to them as a joke. Normality to them is something to basically, I don't want to be normal. I got to always have turmoil. There's the women who have to always have turmoil in their relationship in order for them to really have what they describe as a life. Right, how black women. So the phone call has ended, because we're going in. So the phone call is ended. We only have an hour and 30 minutes to basically call in. So we're going to continue our video essay. Hit that thumbs up, share, like, and subscribe. Oh, we're giving you the work tonight. We're giving you work tonight. No, Scoop, if you think Scoop 2 is upset with me right now, you ain't going to get us nothing yet. Scoop 2 has been sending me messages talking about, your channel is inappropriate and blah, 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 this. And they've been really making sure that the white supremacists destroy my channel, because I have been the most effective, the most egregious one that has been speaking truth to power. So they have been given a lot of notification and algorithms to certain types of black channels that can talk about relationships and talk about high value stuff like Kevin Williams and stuff like that. I'm sorry, Kevin Samuel. And they like to give money to those channels because those black people are talking about. When you talk about some gossip with black celebrity or white celebrity, they like to basically give money to those channels because those people are not talking about the truth. They're not speaking about it. And they will never do that. They will ignore the anti-black hatred that these folks got for it. Anyway, let's go ahead and wrap this video here. Listen to this. Folks, that was very much scripted. That was very scripted, and that was scripted to the teeth. Okay? We know that they had to bring that black woman in there, and she had to go over five. Okay? Well, like, just going to add to where I went to Malcolm X school and all that. That might be true, blah, blah, blah. But the most of the whole entire interview sounds suspect. Sounds true. Didn't sound like it was right. Thanks for spinning out with me here on the Lawyer Into the Podcast Show. We're going to continue this race theory thing. Man, here's the thing, man. Like I said, people have to understand that they're not going to be able to see what is left. Black folks have been around for billions. This earth is not just established to hold like Christians. Folks, we have been, they have started, they have seen, they have just discovered, I think, somewhere in Africa so far, they found a bone, I mean, a dead bone of a woman who has millions and billions of dollars. And they determined, anthropologists determined, that person was black. Okay? Let me tell you something. Let me put you up on game here in the New Jersey of Black people. You want to talk about critical race theory? White people talking about critical race theory? Let me tell you something. Try to stop teaching truth to children is going to continue to be. And that's what the white people do. So they want to basically, they don't want their children also to learn about racism either, because their children will be like, wait a minute. So y'all basically about Christmas and love is a piece of the time. We have to get these black folks in the crop. We have to start, you see, you might have white children, but then they should be learning a lot of black history and culture in school. That's what the white supremacy does, right? They don't want that. And so, white Jewish people and all these other folks, we've been telling y'all about them for. What they've been trying to do is they've been trying to make sure that certain types of things stay out of these books. Okay? But we're going to talk about this again. We're going to continue to talk, well, not about this again. I want you to listen to this one here. And see what it, the video is, what is critical race theory and why are they saying it? And I want you to listen to what he has to say. Just hold on for a minute.
Here's a simple question about critical race theory. What is it and why is it under attack? Critical race theory is an academic legal concept around for 4 decades. The core idea is that racism isn't just about individual prejudice or bias. It's woven into public policy and laws, even though this seems to be race-wise. Single-family zoning,
Hold on. You see why I'm doing that? Why do white people not want our history in their school? You see what I'm saying? And look at the definition. Look at how they define critical race theory. What's the state of critical race theory, man? Here's the problem. White people, in order to basically get their children to do the same thing, to elevate themselves so they can benefit white supremacy, you gotta keep another racist history out. You understand? There, you see, you heard what the guy said in the video. He said, well, this could be divisive. It could get other people to turn against white people. Here's the thing. White people have been miseducating us for years. Who else has been our teacher? Like Millie Ford Carter. And so therefore, they're afraid that, like I said earlier, if their kids learn the truth in school, then that means that their children say, no, we got to do something like this. So that's the reason is why they don't want to have these types of topics in the RA's school. Oh, this is going to turn people against white people and all that. Okay, but you basically are out here engaging in anti-black hatred every day. You have your race soldiers right now engaging in anti-hatred against black folks by shooting and killing unarmed black folks. And you refuse to talk about that. And now you all up in the state government and others in other courts talking about you don't want to have critical race theory in your classroom. Number one, like I said earlier, it's not a theory. We've got to start having every other conversation. Now, what this man had said, it was a lie. Okay? Even if you agree with the definition, it's not about politics. It's not about how you discipline people. It's moreover about racism and discrimination against a group of people who basically was not made whole because of their anti-black racism that people have put up on them. You understand? White people basically like to come up with different types of foolishness. Black people like to go all around the world and believe in this stuff, and that's the reason why feet hurt at some jobs, because Negroes don't want to deal with the facts. These people owe us 465 years of enslavement, and they're attacking our children in these schools with this propaganda about LGBT and all this inclusion stuff. But we have to understand that our history is not a matter. Cannot leave out everybody else's contribution of the world and talk about we have equal education in the classroom. No such thing as equal education, especially when you leave out everybody else's contribution. Somebody talk black to me. Well, that's what I tell you, man and Sam. I guess he's just doing a definition, but so far he's been wrong. Back up, and I want you to. Hello. This is not a complex topic at all. It's either racism happens and still happening, or it's not. It's not complicated to answer those two questions. Does it happen? Does it still exist? Or do it not exist? That's not a complex question. I can give you an answer to that. Okay? I can give you the answer to that. And that's the reason why it is important for us to destroy. We talked here about so-called critical race theory. What are we talking about? Okay? Truth is truth. History is history. Understand? Truth is truth. History is history. And cannot basically try to blatantly try to talk about that the truth didn't happen. Or to leave out certain types of things like they've been doing in school. You understand? See, if these people were to stop, see, they're caught up in their racism, their anti-black hatred against them, and their arrogance. They just don't even want to admit that they basically wrong. Because it forces them to do a lot of things about it. But here's the thing. They know that slavery happened. These folks have did it because everybody else, these resources, they have basically given Japanese compensation. They have given Jewish people after Germany Holocaust, given them money. Has given Native Americans their compensation, and yet they told black people, these niggas, y'all are not getting it. And who has the most colossal evidence of when it comes to the harm that inflicted upon the race? We have way more evidence than any of these things. We talked there about this anti-Asian ACL, what they just had for a year over the people on getting discriminated against Asian based so-called. Yet we are looking at thousands of documents, evidence, and information. I thought white people were about facts, truth, and evidence, and people feel not about. Because if they were, hell, we would have been on our 48 years. We would have been on had our money so that we can build up our own economic. But see, it is undermined. It is to make sure that black people stay in what we call a defensive labor market where they just work outside there and not building. Okay? But that's what we have to understand. So the war against our black kids is ongoing because we have to teach them of ownership and pet business and, most importantly, protect themselves. Because you're black first. Black men are black ones first. And to identify kids from them. The ideal is that we don't have a debate from critical race theory or any of this stuff when we are getting shot and killed down here and we have been treated worse than anybody else. They treat dogs better than they treat black folks. So what we have to understand is that this whole video essay was very important. Now, join us. I think we're going to probably do a radio version. Remember, I went to Iceland. Sometimes I do radio versions where I share the text with stuff like that. We have radio versions now. So I might not go live first day, but I will upload the essay Thursday. And it'll be a crazy time. You'll have it. But go look at the other video essay that's about this here. You can find it. week, and also we'll be back live next Sunday. And we're going to have a special, because there's going to be a lot of things that we have to talk about. So I might come on with Sarah, and Sarah, and Sarah, so we can speak with Stolen, model of the state, and double time stuff. And this anti-hatred has been said, so sporadic. And they got, and we've been attacked every day. And so now they got the propaganda where they're saying, well, black people are crime, black people on the rise. They got an urge in Atlanta, they talk about, that, oh, we'll be coming down to Chicago. Talked a little bit about that last week, but we're going to go into depth with that in the live show as to why that propaganda is there. Join us as we talk about what the blacks need, what we deserve, and we are the ones who are afraid to speak. We've been listening to the Lawyer Henderson podcast show, and we want to thank you for joining us. Remember, we're on ScreenTube every Thursday and Sunday at 8 p.m. Okay? Close yourself. Click like, subscribe. Share this video essay with everyone. And don't forget that we'll be back on next Thursday. That video essay. We don't go live. You're listening to the Lawyer Henson podcast show. And this is the conclusion of our video essay and our commentary for the day.